Kelly, you want to start us off?
Some nights are not your night. Obviously, the shooting was cold. And they denied Miles, and they kind of seemed to throw. Obviously, a rough night shooting, and some nights are not your night. It seemed like tonight wasn't y'all's night. After about the 5-minute mark of the first half, just kind of what was going on with offense, and kind of when did you see things kind of unravel a little bit for you?
I mean, you know, that's the easy way out. I thought that, you know, Virginia did a good job of taking us out of our stuff. When we don't make shots, we don't stay aggressive. And so you can't do that against Virginia. And, you know, we didn't, on the offensive end, we didn't play well. We didn't shoot the ball well. And so, what usually happens with teams is when you don't shoot the ball well, you don't play on the defensive end as well. You know, and I think that, like, we can learn something from a team like Virginia. You know, I hear everybody, and this is my first year in this league, and I hear everybody say, Virginia done had the same teams they've had in the past, and I've obviously watched them from afar, but I don't watch them every day, so I don't know. Regardless of who they got, I say this is a really smart team. You know, their minds control their bodies, and mentally, the approach is probably the same every day. And the uniqueness of having players and guys like that is something that I aspire and I talk to my team about each and every day, because this time of year is not about getting on the floor and practicing 2 and 3 hours. It's really about the nuances of the game and the attention to detail. And so what happens is that when you don't honor that process and you dribble, and that guy's coming to take a charge, or that guy's coming to next man overstepping up, like, they're doing that every single time. So there's no slippage in the things that they do. And so that pretty much was the tale of the game. And, you know, we had our moments and we had some shots to get back into the game. But, you know, every time we did, you know, they answered it. You know, they did a really good job this evening.
David, you told me on Monday that Reese, you know, kind of the head of the snake there, the sort of typical Tony point guard.
Yeah.
He had another big night scoring and distributing. What was he doing well tonight?
Scoring and distributing. You know, it's crazy. I spent a lot of time with Malcolm Brogdon, and he looked like Malcolm tonight. He looked like Malcolm. He did. He controlled the game, and you know, he did some really good things. You know, out there on the floor, he shot the ball well. You know, he played like a guy that has senior night. You know, he really, really got after it. You know, again, he's the head of the snake, and when he plays well, they tend to play well. I think they, you know, get a lot of inspiration, and he gives and exudes a lot of confidence in his guys. You know, he did a really good job of controlling the game for them this evening.
With Miles, it seems like he has some of these games from time to time. I think the late game, the game was held scoreless as well. And his efficiency seems to kind of go to the toilet a little bit when that happens. I think one rebound tonight, no assists. Like, how do you get more out of him when they're denying him the ball? And how do you get him to play better off the ball to be more a part of the team? I know it's something you've been pushing all year with him, but just what can you do at this point here to kind of push him through those moments when I'm sure he's getting frustrated?
Well, the thing about Miles right now, and it's been going on for a couple weeks now, and I'll say it for him, not trying to make an excuse, but he's had a bad back for like the last 2 weeks. And so there's a lot of things that he's out there and he's limited at times, you know, and tonight was one of them games where it didn't get going early. So, you know, it's the rhythm of the game, the physicality of the game. And, you know, I'm not going to put too much into tonight's game in terms of, you know, what he didn't do. You know, the approach that I took, and that's why I didn't put him back in the game. You know, that was more so why I didn't put him back in the game, because I could tell he was laboring out there a little bit more this evening. But, you know, the most important thing for him is to get ready for next week. And, you know, that for me is more important.
Yeah, Damon, indulge me one more question about Beekman, but
Looking at next level, how do you project what he would be able to, is his all-round game appreciated at that level?
I think it is. I think the one thing that he does is he plays his strength and never to his weakness. So knowing your game is one of the biggest parts of playing at the next level, especially today. I think he's been coached for 4 years, so, you know, I think the teaching part of it, he can grasp the things that he doesn't know. And, you know, what I would say if I was giving him advice is you know, going into, you know, this process, you know, he's already a great defender. Don't lose that. You know, get up the floor, guard guys, be able to make open shots, be able to run a team, and be really vocal on the floor. You know, love to go to work, love to go to practice, love the process of it, the grind of it. It'll be dog days, but at the same time, too, I think he's built for it. And so I think that, you know, he'll get an opportunity, you know, as he moves forward. And when he gets those opportunities, I always say you get one shot at it, you got to make the most of it. But I've seen a lot of guys, you know, I had, and you've seen them because he's in this conference. They're different players. But I had Ish Smith when he was a rookie, you know, from Wake Forest, and everybody talked about Jeff and James. And, you know, Ish ended up playing 13, 14, 15 years. Coach T.J. McConnell at Arizona had T.J. T.J.'s undrafted. T.J.'s the same way. So there's always room for leaders. There's always room for leadership. And the biggest thing, there's always room for winners. And sometimes you can't equate for that. And he's a winner. He comes from a winning program.
I guess this sort of makes sense after your comments about Miles, but you turned to Carter to try to maybe jumpstart some offense for you. And I was curious if you had thought about playing soccer or not tonight as well, like just kind of how you're basically just kind of searching for anybody, I guess, that could get the job done tonight.
Yeah, I was searching, but I was, you know, tonight I was searching for more shooting. The way the game was played, we need to loosen some things up, and so I was searching for shooting. You know, that's why I went with Carter more to Sacco. You know, I know he hasn't, you know, played in the last 4 or 5 games, but, you know, he really works hard. And, you know, we have found a rhythm. So, you know, I've just decided to, you know, right now to go with those guys. And, you know, up until this evening, you know, everything had been going well. But, you know, that was really my mindset, just trying to see if I can get some more shooting out on the court.
Anybody else?
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Good luck to DC.
Thank you.